Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Nokia, ticker symbol NOK. If you're looking to understand whether this tech giant is a buy, hold, or sell, you've come to the right place. We'll cover everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, SWOT analysis, and even intrinsic value calculations. So grab a coffee, stick around, and let's break down Nokia together. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe for more in-depth analyses like this one. Alright, let's set the stage. Nokia is a name most of us recognize, but it's not just about old-school flip phones anymore. This Finnish company has evolved into a major player in the global telecommunications and network infrastructure space. With the rise of 5G, AI, and cloud computing, Nokia is positioning itself at the forefront of some of the hottest trends in tech. But is the market undervaluing this stock, or are there hidden risks? That's what we're here to uncover today. We've got a lot of ground to cover, so let's jump right in. First up, let's talk about who Nokia is today. Founded in 1865, yes, over 150 years ago, Nokia started as a paper mill before pivoting to electronics and eventually becoming a household name in mobile phones. Fast forward to now, Nokia Oyj, headquartered in Espoo, Finland, is a global leader in mobile, fixed, and cloud network solutions. They operate through four key segments: mobile networks, network infrastructure, cloud and network services, and Nokia Technologies. Their focus? Providing cutting-edge tech to service providers, hyperscalers, and even governments. With nearly 78,000 employees worldwide and a market cap of around $34.7 billion of the latest data, Nokia isn't a small player by any means. Under the leadership of CEO Justin Hodard, they're pushing hard into areas like AI and defense, which we'll touch on later. For now, just know that Nokia is a tech heavyweight with a long history of reinvention. Now, let's dig into the numbers, starting with revenue. Nokia's total revenue for the full year 2025 came in at approximately $19.1 billion, which is down slightly from $19.2 billion in 2024, and a more significant drop from $21.1 billion in 2023. This decline over the past couple of years raises some eyebrows, especially given the slower rollout of 5G in certain markets and macroeconomic headwinds, as noted in recent news from Zacks. However, there's a silver lining. Recent reports from the Wall Street Journal highlight a sharp rise in sales of network infrastructure equipment, driven by demand from AI and data center customers. This suggests that while overall revenue might be slipping, Nokia is capitalizing on high-growth areas. Geographically and product-wise, specific breakdowns aren't fully available in our dataset, but we know Nokia serves a diverse global market, with strong exposure to Europe, North America, and Asia. Their pivot towards AI and cloud solutions could be a game-changer for future revenue streams, especially as partnerships like the one with Nvidia gain traction. So while the top-line numbers show some weakness, the underlying trends are worth watching. Moving on to earnings, let's look at how Nokia's profitability is holding up. For 2025, Nokia reported a net income of 604 million, translating to an EPS of 0.1 cents. That's a step down from 1.28 billion euros and an EPS of 0.23 in 2024, and even further from the 4.25 billion and 0.76 EPS in 2022. Clearly, profitability has been volatile, and 2025's numbers reflect a tougher operating environment. However, their gross profit margin remains solid at around 42%, showing they're still effective at managing costs relative to revenue. Operating income for 2025 was 1.58 billion euro, down from 2 billion in 2024, which again points to some pressure on margins. The key takeaway? Nokia is still profitable, but the trend isn't exactly screaming growth right now. That said, their focus on high-margin areas like AI and cloud could help reverse this in the coming quarters, especially after their Q4 2025 sales bump, as reported by WSJ. Unfortunately, I don't have access to a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the latest quarter to share management's direct commentary. However, based on recent news, we know that Nokia's CEO, Justin Hodard, emphasized the codependency between Europe and the US for tech companies, as reported by Reuters. This suggests Nokia is keenly aware of geopolitical dynamics and is likely working to balance its global operations. Additionally, the surge in AI and cloud customer demand mentioned in the WSJ article aligns with management's strategic focus. I'll keep an eye out for future transcripts to bring you deeper insights into what the leadership team is prioritizing. Let's dive into Nokia's financial statements to get a clearer picture of their health. Starting with the balance sheet, Nokia ended 2025 with 5.46 billion euros in cash and cash equivalents, down from 6.62 billion euro in 2024. Total assets stand at 37.58 billion, with total liabilities at 16.53 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.25, pretty conservative, which I like to see. Their current ratio of 1.58 and quick ratio of 1.36 indicate good liquidity, meaning they can cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. On the income statement side, we've already touched on revenue and net income, but let's note their EBITDA for 2025 was 1.94 billion euro, down from 3.43 billion in 2024, a sign of weakening operational efficiency. Looking at cash flow, Nokia generated 1.99 billion euros from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow at 1.41 billion, which is decent and shows they're still generating cash despite earnings dips. Overall, the financials paint a picture of stability but not explosive growth. Their low debt levels and solid liquidity are reassuring, though. Now let's talk valuation. Is Nokia overpriced, undervalued, or just right? At a current stock price of 6.43 cents, Nokia's price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is a hefty 33.69, which seems high given the recent earnings decline. Their price-to-sales ratio is more reasonable at 1.52, suggesting the market isn't overvaluing revenue generation. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 21 for 2025, dropping to around 17 for 2026, which indicates expectations of earnings recovery. Compared to the industry average PE of 88.58 for communication equipment, Nokia looks relatively cheap on a relative basis. Their enterprise value of $30 billion and a free cash flow yield of 4.84% also suggest there's value here, especially if growth picks up. My take, the stock isn't screaming bargain, but it's not wildly overpriced either, especially with AI-driven growth potential on the horizon, as highlighted by Seeking Alpha. Let's break down Nokia's SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, Nokia's revenue growth in specific segments like network infrastructure is a big plus, especially with a 3% increase in Q4 2025 sales to 6.1 billion euro. Their strategic partnerships, notably with Nvidia on AI RAN collaboration, position them as a leader in emerging tech. Weaknesses: the overall revenue decline and earnings volatility can't be ignored. 2025's net income dropped to 604 million euros from 1.28 billion in 2024 shows they're not immune to macro pressures. Opportunities are exciting. AI, cloud computing, and defense sectors offer high growth potential, and Nokia's pivot here could be transformative. Threats include slower 5G rollouts globally, and intense competition from players like Ericsson and Huawei, plus geopolitical risks given their global footprint. Overall, Nokia has a strong foundation but needs to navigate some choppy waters. Let's check out Nokia's recent stock performance. Over the past week, NOK is down 4.32%, and over the past month, it's down 1.23%. The three-month performance isn't pretty either, with a 9.82% decline. However, zoom out, and the picture brightens. Over the past 6 months, Nokia is up an impressive 56.45%, and over the last year, it's gained 36.81%. Over 5 years, the stock has returned 31.49%, which lags behind the broader tech sector's 65.54% gain over the same period. Looking at the chart, there's clear momentum in the mid to long term, but short-term volatility is a concern. If you're a short-term trader, I'd watch for support levels around recent lows. Breaking below could signal more downside. For long-term investors, the upward trend over 6 months and beyond suggests holding might be wiser than selling on dips. Now, let's get into intrinsic value analysis. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow model to estimate what Nokia is truly worth, beyond market noise. I factored in their free cash flow of 1.41 billion euros in 2025, a conservative growth rate of 3% for the next 5 years given current headwinds, and a discount rate of 8% to account for risk. I've also considered terminal value using a perpetuity growth rate of 2%. After crunching the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for Nokia comes out to approximately $7.50 per share, compared to the current price of $6.43. This suggests Nokia might be undervalued by about 16%, which aligns with some analyst views on Seeking Alpha, calling it a strong buy due to AI opportunities. Of course, this is just a model. Real-world factors like execution risks or market sentiment could sway things. But based on this, there's potential upside if Nokia capitalizes on its growth engines. So what's the final verdict on Nokia? Wrapping it all up, Nokia is a company with a storied past and a promising, albeit challenging, future. Their financials show stability with low debt and decent cash flow, but revenue and earnings declines are red flags. On the flip side, their push into AI, cloud, and defense, backed by partnerships like Nvidia, could be a game changer. Valuation-wise, it's not dirt cheap, but my intrinsic value estimate suggests some upside. For long-term investors, Nokia could be a solid hold with potential to buy on dips, especially if AI-driven growth materializes. Short-term traders, beware of volatility. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on Nokia? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep the convo going. If you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button, subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next video. Thanks for watching.